This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. I have an uncultured palate because I don't like locks and capers, so that's why I have a friend here to help me help you. Eric is here.
What's up?
Eric Ochoa.
Yes.
Super ego. Did you have any other nicknames as a kid?
I do, but they're embarrassing, so we're not going to go through them right now.
What does your family call you?
Well, they started calling me, Weck. Because of
Weck?
My little sister. I have a little sister, and when she was little, she couldn't, like, pronounce Eric, so she'd call me Weck, like, or Wecky.
That's cute.
Thanks. So, like, now when I come over and they're like, hey, Weck or Wecky, you know, I'm just like, Mom, we have guests over. So now we got to explain that, you know, so.
It's endearing. I like that.
Thanks. Now you all know.
We met doing a YouTube video, I think.
Was it?
We did a Michael Jackson parody on your channel a long
time
ago. Was that the first time we met?
I don't know if it was the first time we met. We have a mutual friend.
Tim.
Tim. Did we meet through Tim, like on a shoot or on a game show?
We met on a game show.
Yeah.
Which Tim had nothing to do with.
So no shout outs to him.
I do think I lost that game show. I think we did.
We were on the same team.
You were my partner when we had to, I was wearing like a belt with the tissue box full of ping pong balls.
Yeah, and you had to like twerk them out or something.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Well, hey.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you again.
That was like 5 years ago.
It was 5 years ago. And then we did shoot a Michael Jackson parody, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cholo Adventures, right?
Cholo, yeah. Cholo Adventures. And then, yeah, you played the leading girl in that. Well, I was just chasing you around like a creep.
And then we danced bachata
We danced bachata, yeah. So I guess a lot of things are very dancing related.
Yes, which is my whole life.
Yeah. No, wait, we also did a like a gym.
Oh, yeah.
Workout like
with
your girlfriend or something like that, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We've done fun things.
We do cool things.
Do you want to do more cool things and help people?
Let's do that.
Okay, so people send in questions. We're going to read them out. Let's see if we can help them.
All right.
First question. I was living with a good friend of mine in another roommate. I moved out due to a rat infestation.
Mm.
My friend and roommate did not want to leave the apartment. I am unfortunately still responsible for the next few months of rent, which I am okay being responsible for. My friend, there's a lot of quotations in this. My friend is still not cooperating with me. She's in petty mode, packed my stuff in a box, went through my room, and even hid some of my belongings. I thought she would understand that I do not want to live with rats. Regardless of my efforts, I am still the bad guy here. As much as I am still willing to work with my friend in order to make amends, should I even bother? Should I try to at least make peace with her or just cut ties altogether? From Rodent Ratsy, like Ronda Rousey.
I like that. Oh my God, roommates.
Do you have roommates?
I don't. Why? Well, I do have a little cat. Goes by Magneto. He's been my roommate for 5 years. Really awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's my favorite. I did have a roommate. I've had a couple. And this is always like the toughest.
Yeah.
Because you have to like kind of like, I don't know, like vibe with them at the same time and then see them every single day. And if they annoy you, you kind of have to play it off like, oh, hey, what's up? How you doing?
I know.
Wash your dishes, you know?
Even though it's just something tiny, it's just put it away.
No, like the tiniest thing, like I had one of my roommates would always make like protein shakes with like his little spoon. He'd like spin it out, right? And then he'd leave the spoon like on the counters. And then I just slowly started to notice like little chocolate drops everywhere all over the counter, and that like pissed me off. And so it got to a point where like I finally just had to tell him. It was just awkward. I was just like, hey, did you, there's like, bro, there's like a lot of spots all over. Can you just like clean them? I don't want like Magneto licking them.
And, oh, that's a good excuse.
He's not trying to get the gains right now.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you had something to deflect to. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have a pet when I was like, hey, your stuff is everywhere. It's just bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was not the best way to go about it.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I ever mentioned it until really? I moved out.
How do you do that though? Like I would clean up.
Oh, this is what I would do. I would wait until they came back home and then saw me scrubbing like Cinderella with toothbrushes mm-hmm. in the grout lines and cleaning. So it's like, oh, do you maybe want to help too?
Okay. And then what was the reaction? Were they like, sure.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes okay. they would help out. But by the, I knew it wasn't going to be forever thing. It was just like right now and mm-hmm. I would get over it. So just clean up until I live alone.
The thing with the whole entire like roommate thing, like I definitely am more vocal about it. Like I'll just kind of just say it, but I guess I use this face a lot, which doesn't help because we're on a podcast, but it's kind of like a squeamish face. Like, hey man, you yeah. mind turning off the lights and flushing the toilet? Cause you forgot to do that
oh
this morning.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I would only mention things like if it keeps happening.
Sure.
You know? So I'm just like, man, I just gotta say something. So I would.
Yeah. When you first moved here, did you live at like kind of a shifty place or were you always kind of set? Where are you from?
So I'm like from a lot of places. I was born in Wilmington. I mean, I was born in Bellflower, but I was raised in like Wilmington, Paramount, Compton.
Okay, so you've always been here.
But I've always been like in the LA kind of area, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So when you were first living alone out of your parents' house, mm-hmm. were you like in a weird apartment that was kind of like not nice? Or were you always like taken care of?
No, we were always in like, there was a, so for us, like everything was always under construction.
Sure,
like there was always
sure,
like
your
a
life.
Bathroom. Yeah, that was like my life, right? So whenever I finally moved out, like I got myself a house and it was
okay.
like, I didn't get to experience like the whole like apartment thing, you know? And that's why I'm like so far away from LA too, because I got very comfortable, you know, in my area where I'm at now. But yeah, like if things are like broken, like baseboards and stuff like that, like I've realized like I've also adapted the same. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just like, oh, my baseboard, my crown molding. I'll fix it tomorrow type of deal, you know?
Sure.
So I guess I've adapted that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever. Or Magneto will like scratch up my carpet.
Aww.
And I can't get mad at him. I'm like, dude, come on.
I know.
All right.
I guess this is fine. The only reason I asked that is because I lived, when I first moved here from Florida, I lived in North Hollywood and it was like not.
Oh, you're from Florida.
I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
What part?
Or I'm from Jacksonville, like born there, but I lived in Orlando for like my most impressionable years. I would say I'm from Orlando.
Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I was just in Orlando.
Doing what?
Yeah.
We
did the playlist, yeah.
We did the playlist.
Yeah,
we did the playlist.
The playlist.
This episode's coming out during VidCon.
Oh, did it? Okay, VidCon's dope.
It's VidCon week.
Sweet. It's VidCon week. Welcome. Yes.
Welcome.
How's VidCon going?
It's really busy.
Oh, my God. So many just interviews and just panels and the panel we did on the multicultural
creators. Yep.
On YouTube.
Tube. That was a really crazy panel.
Yeah, very crazy.
I never go to the VidCon parties.
Why?
I don't like parties.
You know what? Yeah, I don't see you at any of them.
I went one time and I saw an ex-boyfriend there and I was like, I want to leave.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah. Also, I have like a couple ex-boyfriends that are like on YouTube. So I would mm-hmm. just rather not go.
Same. I have some that I've dated and have started channels. So yeah. Just like, oh, okay.
It's fine. It's just like...
What's your tip, though, like, to avoid? Like, if you're at a party and you bump into, like, an ex, like, what's your, like... Do you just leave? Is that your...
I guess it depends on how the relationship ended. Mm. If it was a good relationship that or ended kind of amicably, I would probably go up and be like, how's it going? Do you want me to buy you a drink? Oh, the drinks are free at VidCon, right?
Yeah.
Or the after party?
Yeah, the after party's, yeah.
Do you want me to get you a drink? Well, the line is crazy long, so even standing in the line is kind of a gesture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just...
that's chivalrous
of you. Very, very nice.
I'd probably bring them a drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice of you.
Is it? I mean, if we didn't...
Well, if you didn't end off on, like, horrible terms. Yeah.
Yeah, if we did end off on horrible terms, my tip would to be just... To, like, clock them?
Yeah. Wait,
does clock them mean just look at them or punch them in the face?
Clock them is, like, to clock them with your fist. Yeah, like, so you would definitely clock them with a drink?
Oh.
Are you thirsty?
I guess I wouldn't clock them. I would know where they were, and then I would just make sure to not be around them.
Oh, man.
I guess like anybody that I don't want to be around, I would just kind of go elsewhere. But usually I'm by the food. So as long as they're not hungry, I'm fine.
Okay. So you're good by the food. I've had a similar situation with like an ex, and then like she was also a part of like the same like creator network, like the MCN deal.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I remember we all went to like some trip, and it was like we were on a bus towards San Diego, so she was on there too. And I'm just like, ah, great. So the weekend is going to be like all that. But we were like very chill about everything. We're like really cool. And then it just didn't get awkward. Like we told her, like, hey, like I remember there was like a specific moment, like, hey, it's not like weird, right? She goes, no.
I'm
like,
oh, that's dope.
Cool. All right. And I didn't get her drink. So, because I don't know, like if I got her a drink, she'd probably be like, oh, is he trying to
get
me drunk?
Getting a person a drink is a little bit, like, could come off confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever asked you for a drink that, like, didn't want to be more than friends? Like, if you were interested in them, but they were like, let's grab a drink, but she did not want to be more than that with you, would you take that as it being more?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Just because it's like a drink. But it's also like how she's asking.
Like, let's grab a drink.
If she throws in, like, some food, like, oh, you want to go, like, a burger, like, a beer, something like that. She's like, oh, okay, she wants to, like, hang out, like, be a homie.
Oh, so you when know? Food is involved, it's...
When food's involved, for some reason, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, you're going to be, like, full, you might be a little gassy afterward. I don't know. Like, so I feel like if it's just, like, a drink, like, hey, you want to go, like, get a drink, maybe dance? Like, I feel like that might
sexier.
Be a little more, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I won't bring my ex-boyfriend's drinks at VidCon after parties.
Just bring him a slider with it, you know? Just like, and here's a slider.
Yeah,
dude.
But then I'm like providing. That's like a wifey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's food and
that's,
a drink.
That's what I was asking. You're going to bring him a drink? I was just, okay. Well.
Yeah, but I feel like bringing a drink is like the least to do. But if you brought a slider and a drink, it's like, wow, this girl's feeding me too.
Bro, this is all you need right here. Just a high five. What's up? Bah.
Just that?
Enjoy
okay.
your night.
I'll do that
Stay
from now
Stay away from
on.
My food.
I don't even know how I got on that tangent, but when I moved to North Hollywood, I had a cockroach problem in my place, and it was so embarrassing because I started to talk to one of the guys, and he came over for the first time to like pick me up on our first date or something like that, and I was showing him around the house, and then for some reason I think I was embarrassed because all of the dishes were like packed up because of me and my roommate, and we just never fixed it. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me clean this really quick. And I moved like a pan in the sink, and all of a sudden, just a myriad of cockroaches dispersed. It was the grossest thing. And this was before the date. And I was like, internally, I was like, I get it if you don't want to go on a date with me because I am dirty. But we still went on the date and we ended up dating for like 6 months.
Okay, that's cool.
And I got rid of my cockroach problem with a bunch
of Raid. What was his reaction? Honestly, like, what was your reaction? Were you just like, okay, you ready to go? Or
I think I was mortified and I probably apologized or I just buried it with something. But I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't think he mentioned it. I think he just kind of blew over it because that is weird and gross.
Oh, my
God. What would you do if you walked into a girl's place and there was roaches everywhere?
I would give them all names. I just, no, I honestly would just be like, oh, whoa. I think that would be my first thing. Just, oh, whoa. Just...
Holy
and
shit.
Then, but I know that she would probably be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I'd be like, I'm assuming she's like, oh my God, I am so. So I'm like, nah, dude, it's cool. Like, whatever. Like, if you want me to help kill him, I'll do it right
Aww,
now. You know, that's it. Really? That?
Yes.
I'm touched.
Because wait, I grew up in like a really bad house in like an alley, and there was like rats and there was roaches. So I was like used to seeing like raids and like little raid sticky things. And yeah, they were like my pets. They were the homies. So like, it was whatever. Like, that wouldn't scare me, but I would. Whoa.
Oh my gosh. So this girl is, her friend is being weird about her wanting to not be around these rats, which is, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why are you not understanding that? I don't get that part. So says she was in petty mode, packed my stuff in a box, went through my room and even hid some of my belongings, which I don't really understand because why are you hiding something that doesn't belong to you?
Yeah.
In the first place.
What?
I thought she would understand that I do not want to live with rats.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still the bad guy. So she's wondering if she should try to make amends with this person that's like hiding all of her stuff, or should she just leave and not even like think about continuing this friendship with someone that doesn't want to be on the same page about being around rats.
Yeah, I really think it's just about finding new roommates now and just kind of get out of there.
Yeah.
Type of deal, right? Like, I don't understand what like they're like what the issue really is. Like,
yeah, I mean, leave. You could definitely leave. She's already paying for it, so I don't know why the girl is mad. Most roommates would be like, oh, if you're dipping, pay for it, or I'll be mad. This
girl is
paying
for it. Oh, that's
right.
She still owes like how many more?
I don't know timeline, but she is still paying.
Okay,
so that's fine. That's mm-hmm. the main thing that anyone cares about. They don't have to like double up on rent. But it's like, I think this girl should definitely find new roommates.
Just find new roommates for sure.
Someone that, on your Craigslist application, be like, must not want to live with rats.
Yeah, just put it in there. No rats, no roaches.
You know, just a normal.
Just a normal place
people would want to reside.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you could definitely, like, not live with if it wasn't a roach or a rat, since we've already discussed those two?
Definitely not live with?
Yeah, like, if something was in your house or apartment, you'd be like, I gotta go immediately.
What would it be? I don't like spiders. Like, and I live in like this kind of like community where it's like very like green and there's lots of trees. And anytime I come out and, you know, ready to take in the sun, I run into like a spider web. You know, like there's always just like spider webs everywhere. Like, especially at night, yeah. Like, my mouth is open and everything. I'm just like, oh, whoa.
Don't we eat, like, 6 spiders a year?
Yeah, I heard about that. There's, like that? They lay eggs in your cereal or something like that.
No.
Yo, dude, that's, like, a fact that I've, like, read so many times, yeah.
How many times are you reading spider facts?
I don't know. I just love reading facts, period. You know?
What's the coolest fact that you know?
Turtles breathe through their butts underwater.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. The coolest fact I know is that purple is the most agreed upon color between both genders.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like purple. I also like green. I like green.
It's not about you.
You're right.
What's your favorite type of green?
My blue-green.
You just put two colors together.
But that's like a color. That's like on a crayon, you know?
You
like,
just wanted to say blue was your favorite color.
Yeah, you're right. It's like an aqua.
An aqua. I don't like spiders. One time I had a spider in my car and I almost wrecked.
Mm.
The most frightening thing is spiders or sneezing while driving.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yo, sneezing while driving on the highway, I can't.
I've had moments where like I've sneezed and I look up and I'm about to hit somebody.
Yes.
Because like the traffic has stopped. And I'm just like, whoa, I almost killed myself.
I know.
My sneeze turned against me.
That's so, a sneeze is like your body's symbol.
You know, you can't sneeze with your
the musical symbol.
Yeah. like a snare.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know you can't sneeze with your eyes open, right?
I know this.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Have you accomplished?
I've held my eyelids open and then sneeze, but I still think you black out.
Oh, my God. I feel like your eyes would pop out, right? Like if you
really?
Tried to, yeah. So I guess that's not true.
Oh, maybe not. Jeez. Just a tip for this girl. Move out.
Mm-hmm.
Move out.
Move out.
Good. Next question. When's your birthday before we start?
Take a guess.
January.
Oh, my God. It is in January.
5th.
Ooh, very not close.
What is it?
27th.
Oh, okay. Wow. What I meant was 5th plus 22.
Wow, really good at math.
Any number I say, you just add 22. That's something I've learned about me. So I was right when I said the 5th. Here's a birthday question. I have confirmed that my boyfriend did not get me a present for my birthday. But how do you know something's not on the way in the mail, you might ask? Because I've confirmed. SparkNotes version. Basically, by the end of the night, he asked me if I had a good day / enjoyed my birthday. Yes, we did go out for my birthday to a basketball game. But it was not a gift. I actually asked him to come with me and we paid for our own individual tickets. I then responded by telling him how much I had an awesome time hanging out with him after a long week of work, but casually slid in, but I think a birthday card would have really meant a lot. Some blanks that might need filling before we answer this. She writes, 1, we've been dating for about a year and a half. 2, I think I'm upset about this because of how much thought and effort I've put into his gifts in the past, even if they don't cost me much. 3, he gave me something great and super sentimental for my birthday last year. Did he just not feel like doing it this year? Am I just supposed to be cool with that? I think my real question here is, how can I be realistic about my expectations or understand his perspective on giving without compromising everything awesome that we already share? Is it worth bringing up again? Is this just another love language issue? Thanks, Megan and Eric. Grumpy giver.
Oh, thank you. Did she write Eric?
Yeah, she for sure wrote Eric here.
Thanks, Grumpy. Okay, so obviously she filled in, like, those two questions. At first I thought, of like, what if they were just dating for, like, maybe a month or two? But it's been 2 years.
A year and a half. And the year before, he got her something awesome.
Like, really nice. And then this year, not. Weird. So are you whenever you give gifts, like, during birthdays and stuff, or do you go all out? I feel like you do.
I do.
Yeah, same. I do, too.
I'm very much particular on what I think they would really like. And I take, like, one thing and I just make a whole motif of something just outrageous with it.
And is there a card?
There is always a card.
There's always a card.
Why is that's the least you can do. It costs no money to write something.
I feel like
it's
also like the most meaningful. Like,
it is.
Just to write your feelings down about how you feel about that person, how grateful you are.
So it's definitely coming off like he is going through something.
I feel like going through something, or is the relationship kind of like maybe fizzing out for him?
Right. Well, that's what I'm thinking, because even if he was going through something but still, like, loved this person, he'd be like, I still want to do something awesome for her. And it's not like unless he forgot.
I mean, that could be a possibility.
That would be terrible. I mean, that would show that he doesn't really care.
But how do you forget that? I mean, if you did it.
I still know my ex-boyfriend's birthdays and anniversaries. Things are burned into my brain.
Yeah, same. Well, girlfriend. and my boyfriend.
And my boyfriend's. I mean, she brings up love languages. I don't know if love of gift giving is either of their love languages. Have you ever taken that love language test? There's like five.
What is? No.
So you take a quiz. It's like 15 minutes. And it gives you a result on how you give love and how you receive love.
Ooh.
And so it's supposed to help couples when you figure out kind of like where you stand and like how to communicate with them that you love them.
Okay.
Like there's quality time. What are some other ones?
So there's words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Ooh. Yeah, so most men are physical touch.
Yeah, and check. check. Okay.
But, so acts of service is mine. So that's like if someone did the dishes for me, or if like I was so busy with work and I couldn't pick up X, Y, and Z, they would pick that up for me. And I was like, this means so much to me. I'm that and quality time.
Yeah.
So like if you were one, what sounds like words of affirmation, like validating you verbally, like telling you how awesome you are and handsome and all that stuff.
Thank you. I'll take that one. So I've never like lived with any of my girlfriends, but there's been times where, like they spend time with me, and I love like my alone time.
Yeah.
But like if they spend like a week with me and they show up home from work, like I'll have like dinner ready for them type of deal. You know.
Acts of service? Would that be acts of service?
Does that
fall
in that?
Since you're acts of service, does that mean that you like having it done or you like doing it?
I think both.
Then I guess, yeah, that's the same thing.
Okay.
I think cooking dinner would be acts of service.
Right. So like cooking, like, so I would like cook dinner, or a lot of times it'd be like, okay, we can watch like a movie tonight. And do you just want to relax? You know, like just whatever she wants to do, especially, you know, because like sometimes like, you know, especially with like the whole like YouTube stuff, like a lot of my work is done during the day. So like at night, I'm just like, I'm ready to Netflix and definitely chill. So yeah, I feel like that's one of my things.
Acts of service.
Acts of service. Or sometimes I used to like bring flowers to her job.
Aww.
You know, sometimes. And
physically, or would you send them?
Physically. I would love to go physically. No.
Oh my gosh. Are you a romantic?
I am like a super romantic. I was raised like by my mom.
Oh.
So I think like, and you know what? Like to touch on that, like I think it's because I've always felt like my mom has taught me to be very chivalrous, open up the door, the girl walks on the inside of the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh, so, that's a huge one.
Yeah.
No one knows about this. Tell the people listening, because I think a lot of guys don't know this one thing. I've dated a lot of guys that don't do this for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
No. And anytime I've done it, like girls have been so shocked and they're just like, wait, what's happening? Because like a lot of times if we're walking on the sidewalk, like I will walk on the side where the cars are driving by and she will be on the inside. That way she can feel like secure if her car came, you know, like I'd block her.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's kind of like been a thing that my mom has always taught me. That she's just like, look, you want to do this, you want to do that. And I think it's because my mom never got that.
You know? Ooh, that's why I think I might be a really dope mom.
Yeah.
Because I could be like, this is what didn't happen when I met men.
There you go. Oh, well, You know, so you're my mom.
I am.
You're my mom.
Son, go to your room.
I'm on my way. But yeah, I've always been very chivalrous. And then like anytime, like I think of like little moments, I'm like, oh, you know what would make her day? You know, like if I did that, like if I brought her some flowers, or you know what her favorite song is, dot, dot, dot. So like, dude, I am so cheesy sometimes.
What'd you do? What's her favorite song and what'd you do with it? I need to know.
It was like Casey and JoJo, like sure. All my life. One time, like I found, it was like our anniversary and she was at work. This is an old girlfriend. And she, I went to her mom's, I went to her house and I asked her mom for like an extra pair of her keys. That way I can break into her car and like deck it out with like little post-it stamps. And then I put like a cassette tape. Yeah, she had a cassette tape. How long ago was this, Eric? Don't ask.
This is in the 80s.
So you know, like popped in a little cassette tape and it had the Casey and JoJo songs. Oh, and so like gosh. That whenever she came in, she would like turn it on. And then after seeing everything and like a stuffed bear, she would turn on her car and then the song would come on.
Wow, the coup de grace that just like pushed her over the edge.
Yeah, but we didn't work out, so.
I talk about this all the time that like guys don't treat women, I feel like, the way that people used to back in the day.
But you know what? There's certain guys that look at that and they think like, yo, that's too much.
It's not. Here's a tip. It's not too much.
Because that's something that like, I feel like I can openly talk to you guys
about it.
But when if I explain it to other dudes, like they're just like, you know, what the fuck?
Nah.
Yeah. No, they're just like, for real?
Well, like, where are their relationships?
They don't have any.
Exactly. It's so important. It lasts for a while. Like, I mean, it lasts for a lifetime. If you go the extra mile, I talk about this all the time of like when guys stand outside of the car when they pick me up. Like, I remember that. I remember.
I definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember girls remember everything.
Yeah. They remember how you make them feel.
Yes.
In a lot of situations, and especially like opening a door or something like that for them.
Yeah. Well, there's this saying that's like, you... Oh, gosh, this is my whole thing. I never know the saying. People forget what you said, but they'll never forget the way you make them feel.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you could say something nice or bad, but people aren't going to really remember that. But if you make them feel bad or the reverse, I got it right.
Yes.
Then they will remember that. It's all about feeling. I mean, the whole world is about feeling.
Yeah. Anywhere you go to a party or you go to like a little like business event or a meeting, like it's about how you make people feel. So here's like a like certain tricks that you learn, like especially during like interviews, you know, because you can be like very nervous. So sometimes it's okay to like kind of like cut the tension, because there's so much tension.
Yeah.
You cut the tension with like maybe like a little light joke.
Sure.
You know, and then kind of like, you know, take yourself very serious afterwards too. But like I find it that even like talking to girls, you know, like say if you're like at a club or something, I think like a lot of guys fear like talking to girls. Like they don't know how to do it. And I feel like some of the easiest ways, just like, you know, walk into a car, a club or bar.
Walk into a car.
You know, put in their favorite mixtape.
Walk into a car. Just in traffic, opening somebody else's door. Jumping in the passenger seat saying, where are we going?
Where are you going? Where are you taking me?
Wait, so what's a tip on talking to girls if people can't?
I think it's it comes down to like, don't be creepy. And I think guys and girls both have a different interpretation of creepy.
Sure. Just like they do with flirting.
With flirting, correct, right? So obviously don't stare for too long.
How long is too long?
Too long is...
One, two,
three. I think you're uncomfortable by now. At two, you're already uncomfortable.
Yeah. Don't look at me for more than 2 seconds.
You know? Exactly. So just
ever.
This whole podcast, I'm just shifting eyes. I'm sorry.
Eric is turned away from me.
I am backwards.
I am talking to the back of his head.
But I feel like, you know, like something simple, just like, you can do like eye contact with everybody. And if you do so happen to lock eyes with a girl, you know, just smile real quick. Hi.
Just a quick smile. Smiling goes so far.
Yeah. And then I feel like that right there is like inviting.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can just go up to her later and just like, hey, high five. You want a drink? You know, whatever.
High five and then a drink? I'm confused. You're so many mixed signals, because earlier you said a high five is friends and then you said a drink.
Well, you're not trying to like, I mean, you want to come off as, I mean, sometimes being friendly, you know, can lead into something else.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
I do.
A high five is... Oh, I do.
Oh, I do.
Or a slider, a burger, whatever you want to bring up, Megan.
Whatever it is. Okay.
What was the question?
How can she be realistic about her expectations or understand his perspective on giving when they aren't seeing eye to eye? I mean, I've done this before when I was having a rough patch with one of my boyfriends. That's when we took the love languages test. Because I was like, I feel like we're not connecting on some level. Let's both take this test.
I gotta take that.
You should.
Okay.
And we learned that we have different love languages. I mean, we broke up still. I don't think us knowing our love languages helped us communicate them better to each other.
But I mean, is it better now for both of you now that you guys kind of moved on forward? So
I am much happier, and I think he is too.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. But I think in this situation is like obviously communicate. You know, if she has that problem, like just bring it up to him.
Yeah.
I just like to just open up, just like, hey man, your dishes. Come on, like. But
that's
I feel like
though.
For me, it's good, but it can be annoying. I think. Right? I don't know.
I would like, if someone had an issue, I would rather them say something instead of bottling it up and then erupting one day.
Yeah.
Or carrying resentment. That's even worse than
it is.
Than anything else.
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know, they kind of hold it in. But I think for her, she should definitely, like, just kind of talk. Maybe just bring it up lightly. Just like, hey, you know, like, last year you did this, and then this year I feel like, I don't know, did you, like, forget, or?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple ways you could definitely, like, play it off. But also, you could come from a, like, I just want to make sure that you're okay because mm-hmm. I felt like an afterthought. I felt like you didn't really care about me and like I care so much about you.
Yeah.
Are we not
like, is there
on
anything
the same
I'm
page?
Doing like that's making you unhappy? Is
yeah.
there anything I can change? Anything I can work on?
Yeah.
I think just keeping like that communication throughout a relationship is very, very healthy.
Right. A lot of people feel kind of attacked if you're like, why didn't you do this? So if they do what you said and kind of like put the blame on them a little bit, not victimizing mm-hmm. yourself, but like.
Right.
What?
You turn it on yourself. Yeah. You don't use the word. I've learned this too. You don't use the word you when you argue a lot. So
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, because you do this. And
right.
you, so saying that like already people feel attacked and they feel like they have to bite back. You know what
right.
I mean? So yeah, instead. Kind of more on yourself, and then if there's anything else, and see if they open up.
Yeah. Going back to that birthday card that we were talking before, and she even writes here, she slid in, but I think a birthday card would have really meant a lot. Even if he didn't give anything, I think you can ask for a birthday card. Or you can even make an excuse if you don't want it to be, like, so heavy and just be like, I have a little box of memories, and I wish I would have had something that I could remember this birthday with you by. I remember there was one gift idea that was like, if you have no money or time, get like an empty notebook and then mm-hmm. fill every page with a cool memory that you had with that person.
Oh, that's sweet.
And by the end of the book, it's an entire thing of memories that they can open at any time to any page and remember something cool that you guys shared. So it's like, you don't have to spend money. Just like, if you care about them, put in some effort. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Effort.
Effort.
Effort and feelings.
That's what we're always like looking for, yeah.
Yeah.
Effort. You love me.
Love me. So,
love
I mean.
Love me.
I mean, I guess bring it up if you think it is worth it. And if you don't think the relationship is worth it, or if you've been dwindling for a long time, I think that would probably be like a last straw type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimatum. Dude, if I don't get a birthday card next year, I swear to God.
We're done. We are also done with that question.
All right. Woo.
Woo! We're going to take a quick break while Eric gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Woo!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Eric is still here.
Hey.
Before we jump into helping more people, what have you been working on lately?
What have I been working on? I've been working on an album. like a comedic rap album.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's like.
No, stop doing it.
I will now. It's no, I'm not. It's
that's
canceled.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's so funny that you're doing that because I was trying to do that years ago and I never did it.
Word.
But tell me about yours.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously I've done music videos with like the Cholo character, like the Way You Make Me Feel, or I've done like a Biz Markie's rendition of like Just a Friend.
Okay.
And that did very well. And so me and my buddy Alex, we decided, we're like, yo, why don't we just do like a whole album, kind of like Lonely Island style,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like make it comedic, make it funny, and make it about like the Cholo characters that we have and like getting girls, etc. So yeah, dude, it's like 10 tracks. It's dropping.
Wow.
We're hoping to drop by like June 29th. And we have like two music videos that are going to kind of like pump it up.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
You've kept this under, pun intended, wraps.
Yes.
For a while.
Kept it under wraps for a whole year, actually. And just
good.
Now, just now, we actually did like a contest because we didn't have like an album cover.
Sure.
And we wanted the fans to like draw something up.
Yeah.
And yo, like we like selected a winner and it's so dope.
That's so cool. I'm super hyped.
Thanks,
I will be dancing to it.
Yes, I hope so. Wait, now I'm thinking about the tracks, like which one you would choose. We got one that's like my own rendition to like the, what is the, oh boy, I love you so, never ever let you go. But it's with my character Ego, so it's oh, Ego, I love you.
Oh, that's good, that's
so
good.
It's one of those, and then I just rap in between. So.
I love that. Well, heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Keep, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
My mom was watching one of my YouTube videos, and she called me, and she was like, hey, can you not say goddamn? And I was like, you're the sweetest thing I'll never say to
anybody.
I think
it's the cutest that, are your parents supportive of your videos?
Yeah.
So my mom is, like, pretty supportive of mine, except for, like, sometimes when with a Cholo character, she's just like, you know, just, like, don't get your ass beat, okay?
Oh.
But for the most part, she'll call me or she'll text. She's like, hey, I really like that video you did. It was really cute.
Oh.
I was like, mom, that means so much. Thank you. I know. So now I think every single time I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll take out a few more cuss words.
That's good. I mean, my channel's so clean already, and it's the one time that I'm like, I'm gonna push the boundary, and it's like ring ring, don't push no boundaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dad is really cute with it. He'll watch videos and then he'll text me like a joke from the video.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Aw, family.
Hey.
And more people that might need our help that also have families.
Yes, let's help them.
Let's help them. Hi, Megan and Eric. To give context, I'm an 18-year-old guy at the end of my senior year. I don't really have much experience with social interaction. When I'm really interested in getting to know someone, I get somewhat enthusiastic, maybe too much. How do you draw the line between being genuine and being creepy? From Calm or Creepy?
Oh my God, we were just talking about
this. I know,
this
is perfect. So we were, okay, the one thing that we said off the bat already that was creepy is prolonged eye contact.
Yes, don't stare. If you see your crush, do not stare at her for longer than Megan recommended 2 seconds.
Well, 2 seconds because I don't like people. But I feel like if someone that I liked gave me eye contact, I would want probably 3 seconds. I think if it's more than 3 seconds, it's too long.
More than 3 seconds, it for sure is too long. Okay, and so he said that he's like,
how does he know if it's too creepy or if it's genuine? Like, he's trying to draw the line between it.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question. Have you ever been turned off from someone that has been too into you? Like, too quickly?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Paint me a picture.
Okay, so there was one time this girl I was dating, and I think I remember back in, like, MySpace days. But
that was MySpace for the people that didn't hear.
MySpace. Look it up. So there was this girl, and I picked her up for a date,
mm-hmm.
and we were very open to each other about, like, oh, you know what, well, I just got a relationship, and she's just like, oh, okay, well, I haven't been in a relationship for a long time, blah, blah. So I was very clear off the bat, like, right away, I told her, I was like, look, I'm not looking for anything serious, but, like,
yeah.
I'm down to just chill, hang out. And so we would, like, hang out. We were hanging out maybe about 2 weeks, and then, like, one day, she just kind of brought it up, like, hey, are you ever, gonna ask me to, like, be your girlfriend?
Yep.
And I'm like, dude. No.
Dude, no. Like, you want to answer? The answer's no.
The answer's no. But, like, I communicated with her about it. I was just like, so, I'm sorry. Like, I thought I mentioned that. Did I not, like, you know, like, make it clear?
Yeah.
And she was just kind of like, well, I just figured, like, if I kept dating you, you would obviously, like, really, like, fall for me. And
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh, obviously, fall. You know, and, like, there was just, like, certain things, like, in those 2 weeks that I didn't like. Like, one, like, she was a liar. She lied so much. So I felt like, yeah, that one I'm not gonna go with. You lie a lot. I didn't tell her that.
Sure.
But like one thing she lied about was, okay, it always smelled like cigarettes in her car.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, you smoke? She goes, oh, no. And I'm like, there's like ash everywhere. And I'm like, all right, this is weird. And then sometimes when I'd kiss her, it felt like kissing an ashtray.
Stop. Yeah. And she just straight up lied to
you? And she was like, no, I don't. Like, I swear to God, I don't smoke. And I'm like, bro, you stink so bad in your mouth. Like,
In your mouth.
I'm kissing a cigarette.
So, okay, wait. You never ended up dating her.
I mean, she still kept, like, texting me or calling me. And she was, like, text me in the morning, text me, like, afternoon, text me at night.
Stop.
And, like, I'm okay with it, you know, sometimes. Like, I like, you know, like, cute shit, whatever. But, like, if she's just, like, all over on top of you, like, oh, what are you doing now? Like, oh, what are you eating?
No.
Like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, shut up. Like, go away. Like, you know?
I think if you're asking too many questions, don't.
If you're asking too many questions, do not. That's my advice.
It is too creepy. I mean, like, I've had a similar situation, probably not that bad. I feel like yours is creepier, but I've definitely been pushed into relationships, like, when I'm not ready. But the guy's been like, you will be mine. Oh, it's terrible. It never lasts. Because if two people...
But, like, him pushing you, what do you mean? Like, he's just like... All right, this is, like, you're not date-talking to anybody, right?
No.
Like, what is that like?
It wouldn't even be that confrontational. It would just be more like, so when are you going to be mine? Or you will be mine by tax day. He wouldn't say tax day. But I mean, like, any holiday. You're going to be mine by Easter. You're going to be mine by Christmas. It's like, well, why are you putting a date on this when I'm not even ready to date?
That's
at all.
So weird.
So, like, mine isn't creepy, but it is definitely, you're not giving the person enough space to make their own decisions, which kind of is the same thing of yours where it's like, what if I don't want to tell you what I'm eating?
Yeah. Like, what if I don't want to tell you, like, what time I'm gonna, like, go to bed? Like, I don't, like, well, I saw you like this photo this morning and you haven't replied to my text.
Oh my gosh.
So, luckily I haven't gone through that, but, like, if I was dating that girl now, like, that's what it would be like.
That is weird, though. Like, when you, like, text somebody and they don't text you back, but they're, like, doing Instagram stories or tweeting, it's like, why can't you text me back?
Yeah. I just had a friend the other day tell me that she will sometimes, when guys are, like, texting her early in the morning, like, she will avoid liking anything on Instagram. So she'll, like pause herself. She's like, oh, no, wait, I haven't texted him back. So he'll see that. And then
he'll
I thought that was hilarious.
It's a whole thing. I've done that before.
It's a thing. Yep.
Well, I've had someone ask a friend of mine why I wouldn't text back, but I would watch their Instagram stories. I'm like, you accidentally are watching their Instagram stories because it's like a rolling...
Right, it just plays like the next one.
It just plays. I also don't check my texts unless I hear them, and I never hear them because I have it the sound off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... Who has their sound on?
Some people. Or like people that have the clicking on, like, the keyboard clicks.
Or just, I
also
don't
like... How can you do that?
He's doing that with his mouth.
Yeah, he... That is wild.
Thanks, mate.
I can't do anything cool. Oh, I can do a whistle tone.
I
want to
hear it.
Like Mariah... I mean, it's not like Mariah Carey or Ariana, but it's really high.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Do it.
I'm going to move the mic away, but here's a quick smidge. I'm not going to do any runs or anything. It's just, like, kind of high. I just start doing runs. I'm an amazing singer. It's going to be bad and shrill, but... Okay. It will be high.
I cannot wait. All
okay, right. Here you go. It's more of a tea kettle than a whistle tone.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Yo, that shit brought back memories. My mom was always making coffee, like, on a pot, and I'd have to run to the stove to turn it off. So thank you for that nostalgia.
So that's what I can do.
That's awesome.
To get back to this 18-year-old guy, how does he pursue someone in a charming way without being creepy? Since you seem well-versed in being a gentleman.
I think, I honestly think at this point, oh man, because I used to be this kid. Like, I used to be very, very nervous and I didn't know how to do specific things. Like, I remember liking a girl, like, in high school and then meeting, like, her sister telling me, like, well, you're never going to get her because she's 2 years older than you. And her telling me that, like, I was like, well, guess what? I'm going to do it.
Ooh.
That's, like, another story. But
I mean, I'm like that, too. When people are like, you can't carry that box by yourself. I'm like, CrossFit.
Watch me, right? Yeah, CrossFit.
Yeah. That's funny, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. So, what I would recommend is, like, find out what she likes. Okay, mm-hmm. This is something I did. I found out, like, one time that the girl that told me that like, I couldn't get her sister, I knew that her favorite song was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So I went and bought a ukulele and I learned the song.
Oh my God, Eric, you're one of a kind. I'm learning this right now.
Weird though. So like, what ended up happening there is like because like I kind of like it sounds creepy, but like I did some research. I was just like, okay, since like I like her so much, mm-hmm. like I want to get to know everything that she likes, mm-hmm. you know. So then I learned the song, and then like 2 years after, like maybe 2 years after I graduated, me and her like connected. Back in MySpace again. This back in MySpace days, and we started like just talking on AIM. And then she was just like, which is a very old sentence, AIM. And then there was one time, like, I just invited her over. And, like, I was, like, still living at my parents. I invited her over, like, really late. And she came into my room. And we were just, like, talking. We were just hanging out. And she so happened to see the ukulele that was just laying on my...
Oh, my gosh. And you hadn't played it for her yet?
Nope.
Oh, no, not yet. So my gosh.
This was, like, a plan. I set up the ukulele.
In plain sight? Yeah, it's like hanging sight. From the fan?
Yeah.
What's that?
What is that there?
I can't believe you even saw that.
Yo, that's exactly how it went down. That is. She's like, wait, do you play it? I'm like, oh, that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, this
I mean,
is
I only
insane.
Know like one song. And she goes, okay. And I'm like, would you play it for me? I'm like, sure, cool. I'm casual, right? Just, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh
so
my
just
gosh.
I'm sitting there playing like her favorite song in the entire world.
I can't believe you.
And I'm just like, somewhere. And then like... She stops me midway and she goes, Eric, that is like my favorite song. And I went, what? And we made out that night. And we dated for a few months. And I remember going back to her sister because we were like still cool and friends. And I was just like, oh, never going to happen, huh?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
She goes, Eric, you swooned her. She likes you, so...
Wow.
So I guess my advice would be like figure out some things about her. If she likes something, I don't know, like maybe play or something. I don't know, you know?
Okay, so we could take that and then change it into being creepy if you didn't wait the way you did.
Oh, absolutely.
If you found her favorite song and then you bought a ukulele and then like learned how to play it and then like didn't have it happen so organically, mm-hmm. that would have been creepy.
Yeah.
So there's a fine line between it. How do you draw that line?
You just wait 5 years. If you really like her. No. With his case, what if he just kind of like writes her a letter?
What kind of letter? Oh, yeah, because he doesn't have much experience with social interaction.
So, yeah.
So that's probably when he meets someone that he really likes, he probably goes overboard because he doesn't really have like another outlet.
Right. Like write her a little card, something like, hey, listen, I heard you like Jason Mraz, so I got these tickets and maybe you want to come.
Oh, my God. Damn. Tickets first?
I mean, I don't know how great. I don't know if they're like expensive.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe it's like, yeah, I heard you like Jason Mraz. So here's a vinyl I found at the record store.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't have a record player. And you go, I do. Come over.
Boom.
A date.
There you go.
I did it.
There you go. And then like, and go through Instagram. What does she like to eat? Okay, she loves like Sundays. Like, boom, make her a Sundae.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she sees it. She's like, oh, my God. Well, my boyfriend or my ex didn't treat me like that. So it's just like,
right.
Cool. And then slowly just be yourself.
Slowly.
Just, and don't. Yeah, slowly. Because if you're creepy, dude.
Let it leak out like an IV.
Well, because, you know, I feel like at the beginning, nobody.
Your personality just streams into your bloodstream.
I feel like at the beginning, like, nobody is, like, truly themselves.
Which sucks because, like, mm-hmm. they're like, be yourself. But everyone's amplifying the best of themselves. But there's also that element of being nervous. Mm-hmm. So you can't really tell who you are until you're comfortable, which.
Right.
By that time, that's when you realize you may not like that person anymore.
Yeah, I think that's when you start to pick up like little signs like oh, you know what? I like that she does this or he does this. Or I don't like that he does or mm-hmm. she doesn't. I think this might be like a deal breaker for sure in the future.
Yeah.
You know? So I've definitely like since I've like dated, I've noticed things like that. And I think like that's why we date, you know, because we like slowly start to narrow down what we like and what we can tolerate.
Right.
Because nobody's perfect.
Nobody is perfect. I think tell her how you feel or show her. I think showing might be better than telling her.
Showing her for sure. And then just watch like videos on like on YouTube about like how to like, no, really, like on like how to like help
Super
your confidence.
Ego's channel.
Yeah, on my Super Ego channel. Yeah, whatever.
Actually, there is a YouTube channel that I stumbled across on vacation because I was not vacationing. On vacation, I was in the hotel room watching YouTube. Okay. Hi, have we met? I'm Megan.
That sounds like a vacation to me.
I found this channel called Charisma on Command.
I love that channel.
Really? You know about it?
Love that channel. Yes.
It's a really good channel. They compile kind of like a lot of comedians and their tactics of or talk show hosts to mm-hmm. keep conversations going. And it's really helpful. It's like how to make everyone in the room laugh within like 5 seconds or something like that. Like those are the titles that they work with. And I think, maybe watching some of those may help.
For sure. They're, or like the old, do you remember Simple Pickup?
No.
So they used to be like, they were these three dudes that would just go out on the street and like try to get girls' numbers. And they were just like, they were funny. Like they knew how to like say like the right things. And just be like very confident. Like they oozed with confidence. Mm-hmm. And each of them, were, like they had their own different way of doing it, which was like really exciting to watch.
I think this guy can, Calm or Creepy, could probably use that too. I feel like if he starts to learn more about himself, then he can know what he can bring to a relationship or like show another girl like, this is me. Do you like it or not?
Right, right. And the last thing that I think we could recommend for him is like take a theater class.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I was so nervous as a kid until I got to theater and I started to come out of my shell. And like, and there was just like, there's girls, dude. Bro, there's so many girls in theater. So do it, you know? And
then you so just, do it.
So do it and just communicate with them.
I was really nervous until I started dancing. When I got on my first dance team, I came out of my shell so shy. I had to be convinced to dance. I felt like I was only a cheerleader, and then my coach was like, no, you can do this. Come and practice. And then I felt so much more comfortable there, and I started being weird. I could joke around, and then I think that's when I started like getting into comedy, because I was like, oh, life is fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like also you dancing, it teaches you like about timing.
Yeah.
And in comedy,
yeah.
It's all about timing.
That's
so I think
so true.
That's why you're so good at it.
Whoa.
Well, that's just like...
Thanks. I was thinking about that this morning, about timing, not about me dancing.
How good you are at dancing and at your comedic
timing.
I was like,
wow, ooh, ah. No, that timing is everything. I mean, I've always said it, like in comedy, in relationships, in baking, like everything is timing.
Yep.
But like it really is.
It really is. Everything.
It really is.
Wow.
That's all we need for that one.
Do
you have time for one more? Last question. This is Eric's ASMR of typing keys. Go for it. Why is it good?
I don't. Is it?
Yeah, this is mine. My keys really... have jam stuck underneath them. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
There is a guy I work with, and he just recently broke up with his girlfriend. He hasn't brought it up to me, but he has mentioned it to other people at work. Yesterday, he asked me to ride with him into town. I don't know where they live. It sounds like they live on some sort of ranch.
On a ranch.
He finally mentioned that they broke up, and I followed up with asking for the reason why. He ignored the question. My boss told me that he was asking about me and was wondering if I was single. Should I take that as a sign to pursue something with him or play it cool until he makes the first move? Sincerely, dazed and confused. Whoa! He broke up with a girlfriend.
Yeah, broke up with a girlfriend.
Well, that I don't love. I mean, breakups are fine. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I don't love that.
Make up your mind, Megan.
I am a normal girl. This is what we do.
This is what we all do. We all go through breakups.
I think breakups are fine. I don't love that he's already trying to go for someone else right after he broke up with a girlfriend.
Okay.
You got to take some time for you.
You definitely do.
Unless you're like breaking up with her because you know that you and this other girl are in love.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, it's still a little disrespectful.
It is. And I think I want to say like we all have done it. Like we all kind of like hopped on another relationship.
Yeah.
And you slowly find out like, oh, that wasn't the best thing for me. Because you do need that time to kind of just grow and figure yourself out. And
And get back to being you. Because I feel like when you're in a relationship, you just merge with the other person. Mm-hmm. You become one other entity. And it's like, well, you're losing your individuality and what makes you you.
Very true.
You pick up on all these little things that they do and you do them now. And then you're not who you are.
And then what that does is it also like, it messes you up. It makes you feel like you need someone there now.
Yeah.
You know, if you keep doing that over and over. But why isn't he telling, like, why did he take so long?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at this point in time, he still hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, she didn't say anything about her liking him. It's all about him talking about her, his coworkers and stuff about this girl, but we don't know how she feels.
Wait, but didn't she say, like, she's going to, like, wait it out? Like, should I bring it up or wait it out? Because, like, if you do that, then doesn't that mean that you're maybe interested?
She, I mean, obviously she's a little interested, but she definitely didn't write how interested she was. If I was in love with someone, not saying she's in love with them.
Yeah.
If I was really liking somebody and they broke up with their girlfriend, I would for sure wait it out. Because it's also like, you don't want to be the rebound. There's like an unspoken rule that's like, once you break up with someone, you have like a buffer relationship and then you have like a real one.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the, every in between, it like alternates serious and not serious.
Yeah.
Kind of. So I'm not saying for her to like wait out one cycle of relationships, mm-hmm. but I definitely think she shouldn't pursue something because he has so much work to do.
Yes. So for like your own safety.
Like, yeah.
I agree with Megan. Like, I would totally avoid it. I mean, if you want to be friends with him and then see just where, just that, you know, create that like foundation of like a homie,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of keep it there.
Because you could be there for that person. And in my experience, a lot of times is the people that people in relationships go to
mm-hmm.
usually end up being with them.
True. So
in my experience, I could be wrong, but like in my life, it's happened multiple times.
It does happen a lot. You know what? I've actually, what did I read recently where someone was talking about it and they had like, there was like, there was definitely a comment section. And I think they asked that question, like, how do you feel about like somebody like hopping over, like from you over to like your homie because they felt like they connected with him more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised with all the comments. Like most of them were like, oh, well, you know, like just do it. It's like your happiness, like you blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, but if that's like your homie, like. Bro, I, like, for me, at least, I'm like, that's a switch that, like, it's off. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we want to talk and want to be cool, like, that's fine. But, like, I don't really want to, like, go and pursue or, like, you know, because that's my friend first.
I know. What if it was, like, actual love and you guys didn't have it? And you're like, oh, it just didn't work out. But, like, they were actually in love. Like, the real shoot for the moon, over the stars, whatever the whole thing is. Because if it was the real thing, how do you stop that?
You know, I have like a friend that actually that happened to. And not only that, but like the friend never like even told him that they were dating and ended up like getting like married and they had kids. Yep. So it's like boom, boom, boom. And I was like, whoa. Like, dude, how did you deal with that? And he was just like, it sucked, man. Like he said, like he went crazy for like a little bit and he just kind of, he couldn't do anything about it. Like he just like let it happen. You know, so, but he's not close with him anymore.
Right.
So there's always just like different just situations for, but in my case, like, I think if like I really loved her and then like she just felt like it wasn't connecting with me, like, I don't know if I could, maybe I just don't need to see her for like 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
10 years.
A decade. Get out of my face for a while. But like a year or two. And then like if they start dating and they're genuinely happy, like, all right, okay.
Dang.
I'm slowly gonna.
Yeah, I think you definitely have to step away for a bit with anything. But yeah, I mean, I guess true love always prevails.
Yeah.
Well.
Timing.
but they're a work relationship, though. Would you ever date someone that you worked with or have you? You worked at California Pizza Kitchen, correct?
How do you know that?
I know everything.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's where...
Wow, a lot of memories are happening right now.
Right now, my head just... yes, I used to work at California Pizza Kitchen, and then once I turned 21, that's when I finally started drinking, because I remember my manager telling me, like, she's like, hey, your birthday's next week, huh? And I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, you're 21, you're going to be 21. I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, cool, you're going to be in the bar. And I was like, yo, I don't drink. Like, I don't know anything.
Right.
I remember one time a guy asked me for a Cadillac margarita. I brought him a martini glass with, like, a tequila in it and, like, some mixer. And I was just like, he's like, this
and
is a Cadillac.
I found outside.
He's like, yeah, here's a rock I found outside.
You sit on the rocks, right?
Enjoy.
I don't think I've ever had a workplace relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I worked at, what is that place called? Elephant Bar?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I love Elephant Bar.
They closed down. They got bankrupt.
Word? But, yeah. I didn't even know this.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I still get mail that's
damn.
Like, sorry. I'm like, why are you apologizing to me?
Are you still on a payroll or something? What do you mean, sorry?
I don't know why I get mail, but I do. I think they're just keeping me up to date with the status of the claim. And I'm like, cool, cool.
We might come back, so.
If you
got a birthday coming up, huh?
If you still want this
job. It's a gift certificate. If we come back.
There's certificates for like $2. This is all we can afford.
My tip is don't. You think it's like the real thing.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was kind of saying too, if you really think it's worth it. But I don't feel like many people would get in relationships if they don't think it's worth it. Well, never mind.
True.
Until you're like 25, you're just dating to date.
Yeah, because like I've known of people that like when I was working at California Pizza Kitchen, there was like a couple that like moved in together. Like they met each other like at CPK, and then they like moved in together, and then they had like a kid together, and then like now they're like not together at all. So like I knew that, and they would like pick up shifts for each other and stuff. So like I think for me, like if I lived with someone and worked with them, like I'd be like, oh my God, like okay, well, I'll see you at work. But I feel like sometimes you just need your space.
You do.
Like, yo, I need my space. Like that's why I've been living like alone for like the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Like it's just me and my cat.
That's dope.
You know?
I got that.
You got that?
I have two cats.
You have two cats. I've seen them.
They're tiny.
They're
not really that tiny.
Stories.
I've met Magneto.
You did?
Bachata Day.
Oh,
right?
No. You met Mochi. That was at my friend's house. That was a dog.
That was a dog.
That was a dog, man.
Oh, it's so clear to me that I don't know animals. moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, well, back to the question. If your friend was interested in you, would you want them to tell you? Or, like, if you heard through the grapevine that this girl liked you, would you, like, go up to her and say something? Or would you start acting different?
I, like, want to run away right now. Like, that's how I feel. That's, like, my initial just, like, no, don't let this happen.
You can't not act different after knowing something like that.
So I do like being communicative. I would want my friend to tell me.
But then would you change how you act around them?
I think I would.
Even if it's on a subconscious level, you have to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
And because, like, I like being real with myself about that. I'm like, look, like, if you really want to do this, I'm going to, like, kind of separate myself from you.
You would say that to the girl?
Yes.
Okay. So in this situation when she's asking if she should pursue him or wait until he makes the first move, if you are in that same position?
Because you don't want to be there for that. Like, you don't want to, I don't know, you know, like.
I mean, yes, take your own time to figure out what you want.
Yeah.
Get back to being you. And then if you want to go out and have a drink, let me know then.
Yeah.
I can't be a rebound. No, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you didn't ask, but no is the answer.
Megan, would you be a rebound?
Thank you so much for asking, and I wouldn't.
Mm.
Rebounds are rebounds for a reason.
Yeah.
They don't stay.
Right.
I mean, I guess sometimes they do.
Sometimes, yeah, they do, and they end up having kids.
There's an anomaly for everything, so maybe I should just stop talking forever.
Okay.
One last question about this. Do you have a go-to move if you want to spend more time with somebody? Like, is there something that you say or do? Do you do, like, the Instagram like fest when you, like all their photos, and they're like, hey, what's up?
So one of my things is, like, I haven't, like, traveled much.
Okay.
I've always told myself, like, if I find, like, the girl that, like, oh, I feel like I'm going to marry this girl.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, like, save the traveling to do that with her.
Oh, my gosh. My heart is in pain.
Oh, my God. So, like, for me, like, I feel like if I find someone like that, it'd definitely be one of those, like, yo, you know where I've never been? Italy. I got two tickets.
Outside.
You want to go? Out the outside. What is it like, mama? Papa?
Papa? That's dope. I would love that. Not that you're asking me, but I would love that if a guy asked me to travel, because that's not common. But what if you don't know if she's the one yet, but you want to figure it out?
Then you take her somewhere small.
Like, a smaller country than Italy.
Maybe a state. I don't know.
That's our show. Thank you so much for helping answer all these questions.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
You're welcome. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Super EEEGO.
EEE.
And it's only because they took out, they one E was taken, and so was two. And EGO is because those are my initials, Eric Giochoa.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Some people think I'm like a Sigmund Freud fan or something, like it equals super ego.
That's smart that your fans know about that.
Yeah. Some.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most fans would be like, oh, you're a narcissist.
Yeah, they definitely think that until they go to the like psychology class and they send me something on Snapchat. They're like, we're talking about you today, dude.
I love that that guy is in a psychology
class. I don't know
class.
Why he sounds, yeah. And he sounds like that for some reason.
Class is in session. It's in the waves.
It's in the waves. Chella, dude.
Take your boards. Okay. If you have any sticky situations or burning concerns, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because I think I had a ghost and I want something to take my mind off of it. Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.